We open our Bibles to some common scriptures this evening. Maybe open our thoughts and our understanding a little bit. Hopefully we can be prepared as we go out into the week next week to be prepared to meet whatever comes our way. And I like to be prepared. I don't feel like I'm a skittish person, but I would say that, you know, I like to think that I can roll with the punches and surprises that life gives me pretty good. But I like to be as prepared as I can. And I like to be knowledgeable as much as I possibly can. I face a lot of things in my occupation that requires me to search for information and be able to comprehend information, to read and maybe be able to see or to measure or make an adjustment or something like that. And sometimes there's things that we have to read between the lines. Just not all the details are there. Thinking of a common scripture over here in 2 Timothy 2 and 15, Paul speaking to Timothy, I believe, he says, "Study to shew thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." It means a lot to study and to be prepared. If we're not, well, just as a little bit of a backdrop, what I've been doing since I left the house last Wednesday evening is I've been sitting in a classroom and I've had people sharing information with me. And sometimes when you sit in a class to learn information about, it's in the lines of my work, and as someone is sharing information with me, some instructors and the subject matter and the sheer volume of information that's coming out, it literally can make you feel overwhelmed. And actually, the first day I went from working, slept in a different bed, and the first day I had one class all day long, and they were introducing concepts that I hadn't done much studying on it, okay? It was new concepts, things that I was not familiar with, and I've kind of come from a direction of a little bit of skepticism about how realistic and how actual practical the concepts were that was being presented. And as I was sitting there, and this fella done a really good job of presenting what he was presenting, but the sheer volume of information and trying to wrap my head around his terminologies and the pictures that he put up on the screen to show us and all of it was, by the end of the day, I was glad it was just one day. But if I don't apply myself, I won't be prepared. I can't advance. I can't be a better person in my occupation. And this scripture, to me, it says to study, to shew yourself approved. We have to continually apply ourselves, continually, I want to be prepared. I want to be able to be more victorious. We've talked recently about spiritual prosperity. I believe the Lord wants us to have the victory on a regular basis and not feel like we're defeated. And the way we do that is to be prepared. Just be as much prepared as we possibly can. And maybe we can't be prepared for every little nuance or every little, and nuance is a word that means little variables and little particular situations. Today was the day that I had my last class this morning. It was half a day. And one of the things that the man used as an illustration, he said, finding intermittent problems in an automobile is kind of like deer hunting. And I thought, this is going to be an interesting illustration. He said, you know, when you go out into the deer or out into the woods and you're hunting for deer, he says, think of all the preparation the hunter does in anticipation of getting that shot at the deer. Maybe they've got a tree stand set up. Maybe, you know, they've spent time sighting in their rifle. They've probably got the proper clothing. They got out there early, maybe way before daylight, got up in the tree stand. Maybe they washed their clothes and showered or bathed in some kind of special soap so they wouldn't smell like a man. They'd smell like the woods. And, you know, I don't know. Hunters go to a lot of extremes, right? And they can go out there and set maybe till noon or maybe all day and not get a deer. He said, we don't go out into the woods and say, we don't call them like a cat or a dog. We don't say, here deer, looking for a deer. We've got all of our preparation in anticipation of that deer walking out within range of our bow or our rifle or whatever. And he said, finding intermittent problems in a vehicle, you want to do all of the, excuse me, you want to do all of the preparation that you possibly can so that when it does act up, you can catch it. You can measure it. You can determine what happened right then. The cars that's the easiest to fix is the ones that won't start. The ones that won't move. The ones that the brakes just don't work at all. The ones that the door don't open or the window don't roll up or the radio don't work or air conditioning just doesn't work at all. Well, when it doesn't work at all, then it's easy to start sorting it. You got time. It's a very logical sequence. But when someone says, my window don't roll up sometimes, you have to have a plan and you have to prepare as much as you can to be able to catch it, to be able to determine whatever is going to happen right then. Or at the inopportune time. So that's the way it is, I believe, many times in living for the Lord. We can prepare, we can do business when we have something that the Lord is convicting us about in our lives, in our hearts. If the Lord has talked to us and said, you need to do better over here, you need to quit this, you need to repent, whatever the situation is, I believe the Lord reveals things to us and we can start chipping that thing away. We can start working on that. But there are times that we get surprised. You might say turn a corner in life. It might be when we wake up. It might be just the next week, and something happens in life. Something that's discouraging, something that is spiritually injurious to us, and maybe it's something that happens and we're disappointed in ourselves. Maybe there's a temptation, or maybe there is a trap that the enemy seems like he, and we weren't prepared for it. It'd be better to prepare and do the best we can to be as knowledgeable as we can, learn as much about the Lord as we can, so we know how to recognize when the devil comes along. I've heard it said that the way they teach bank tellers how to tell counterfeit money is they only let them handle the real money. And they get a feel for it. You know, if I only counted cash out all day long, I think that all of our fingers would get accustomed to the texture of the bills, and we'd get accustomed to the feel and all of that. There's some really good counterfeiters out there, but there's nothing like knowing what the real thing is to be able to detect the false or the error. So he said here, for us to study. He didn't say what to study, did he? He just said study to shew yourself approved. In what area? He didn't say that either. That means that I need to apply myself in any area that I possibly can. I think it's good to read the scripture. I think it's good to read the Bible through. I think it's good to maybe read a few verses and meditate on them. I think it's good maybe to see what a Bible commentator says about it sometimes. I believe we've got to be careful there, but it's good for us maybe to come to service and say, you know, I've been reading and I just like to have other people's input. What's your understanding about this passage of Scripture? That's part of studying. That's part of being prepared. You know, I heard someone make a comment. You could say this. This is an example, all right? If you could say, I heard someone make a comment in reference to a scripture. I'd like to know what does others feel like? How is this? What is the Bible really saying about a particular subject, a particular verse? That's part of studying. That's part of being prepared. You know, I can go out there, and this is part of what this instructor said today. He said you could go out there in the deer, in the woods to hunt deer, and if you didn't have any shells in your rifle and you saw a deer, you don't have any opportunity to say, hold on just a minute, I got to load this thing to be able to get a deer. You better be prepared. You better have it sighted in. You better have a one in the chamber. You really just want to take the safety off and pull the trigger. That's how prepared you want to be. We want to have a bullet in the chamber when the enemy comes along. We want to have something on hand that we can use as an offense or a defensive tactic to protect our soul and our well-being. So, he goes on to say, not just that we shouldn't be ashamed, he says, but be able, this is what helps us to not be ashamed, by rightly dividing the word of truth. Having an understanding. Have you ever heard of someone that owned maybe a tool and didn't know the first thing about using it? I've heard some funny stories over the years about people that had tools and they didn't know what to do with it. I had, as a young man, I had a tool that's called a brake pliers. Now, I don't know if anybody else knows what a set of brake pliers are, but they look kind of like a pair of pliers, but they're not made for gripping a pipe or a bolt or anything like that. They've got a funny hook on one side, and on the other side it looks like a corkscrew. And then on one end, it's got some, on one end of the handles, it looks like a spoon. And on the other handle, it's got this funny little thing that kind of looks like a socket with a hook on the side of it. And the first time you see that, it's like, what do you do with this? And the first, I had one in my toolbox for years until I knew how to use it properly. No one had showed me. I'd bought a box, a toolbox that had one of those in it, and I knew how to use a couple things on it. In fact, when I found out how to really use it, something had either been bent or it was made wrong. It wasn't functional like it was. It's no wonder I couldn't figure out how to use it. It was deformed. But I didn't know any better. I just thought it was an application that I didn't understand. And it's important that we apply ourselves. Maybe, you know, it's very honorable to be able to say, I just don't understand. I don't know what that means. But ask the Lord, help me to have a better understanding, to begin to apply myself. You know, I believe the Lord can cause us to read scriptures that we don't know what the real meaning is and cause us to have an appetite to want to know that. And I'm a type, you don't have to be like me, okay? But I have this thing about me that I'm intrigued with knowing how things work. And I want to know. That's one of the reasons that I went and spent the last few days sitting in a classroom trying to get more understanding. And I want all of us to have an appetite and a desire to have more understanding, be able to rightly divide the scripture so that we know how to be prepared. When the enemy comes along, we know that's the devil, and we can take him out. It's kind of like raising a garden. You know, you can go out there and work the soil, plant your seeds, but if you don't have a clue what corn looks like when it first comes through the ground, or green beans look like when they first come up, or a little tomato plant when they first come out, you could either let the weeds grow or you could pull up the seeds that you planted. And we need to know what's good. Need to know what's good and what's not good. Let's look at, turn the page maybe in your Bible to I thought it was 3 and maybe well, let's slip my attention here. Yeah. It says 3:14, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Continue in the things that you've learned. Don't stop applying yourself, and don't stop applying what you've learned. I said in one class that was, I told my wife I felt like it was remedial. I didn't feel challenged. I was really focused on how was this fella conveying it to where other people could understand. But I can't afford to forget any of that. I knew the concepts. I knew the answers to the questions he asked. We might feel like we knew the answers, but I can't allow myself to become rusty on that. I need to exercise myself in that. He says, "And that from a child thou hast known," this is verse 15, the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. You know, that sounds like a very stable future, and it's a projection of growth. It's a projection of being able to be victorious day in, day out. I want to be victorious. I want to be successful in my occupation, in my line of work. But ultimately, beyond all of that, I want to be successful in my walk with the Lord. I want others to be able to see that I have a real relationship with the Lord. It's not something that is fictitious. It's not something without a level of power, if you will. You know, I've got a deer rifle at my house. I've never shot a deer. My boys have, but I haven't. You know why I haven't? I never went and got in the tree stand. I never went out at 4 o'clock in the morning and sat till sunrise to see if there would be one that would come my way. But I'll tell you that I have been up in the middle of the night endeavoring to be prepared to have something for Sunday. I've put some effort into knowing that I can read my title clear. I want us all to be challenged tonight to continually to be prepared. We need to be prepared. We need to work on the things the Lord puts His fingers on. But we need to be prepared for the things that, as much as we can, for the things that we don't know about. You know, if you start building up, this is spiritual prosperity. We start building up some resources. I know. The song talks about knowing that in whom you have believed. I know the Scripture tells me that I've confessed, if I've confessed and repented, that I'm a child of the Lord. I know that. I know He died for my sins. I know that He came to give His Spirit. He came to give gifts unto men. He came to bless us with direction and understanding. I know that. I want to have that cemented. I want to keep practicing and cultivating that so that I can be successful and be prepared as much as possible for the surprises, the things that will come around the corners. I desire your prayers. I don't want to get weary in well-doing. I want to study to apply myself so that I'll be able, with God's help, to rightly divide the word of truth. You pray for me.